Previously on Let's Talk Drama Series, Miss Pinky reaches out to Dolly at the salon. Dolly gives an unwelcome reception to Miss Pinky, and Rose helps to mediate the situation in the salon. Miss Pinky shares a story with the salon ladies, how she was once in Tendo's shoes. Dolly forgives Tendo and promises to support her no matter what. Tendo's father hears the news of Tendo's pregnancy for the first time and accuses Dolly and the salon for teaching Tendo to be promiscuous. Manzini, the community leader, convinces the pastor to consider working with the school to reduce early and unintended pregnancies that are taking place in the school and community.
I really don't know how to thank you again for coming with me, Rose.
I told you, you are family, and family sticks together.
I know, but still, you closing down the salon for this means a lot to me.
No, relax, my friend. After all, the barbershop is still open. Now let's go in and listen to the nurse. All this brings back memories of when I was pregnant with Luna.
Me too. I hope Tendo won't have a difficult pregnancy like I did. My back aches are coming back just thinking about it.
Tendo, how are you? Come on in.
Hello, Sister Miranda. This is my mom, Dolly, and Lulu's mom, Rose.
Pleased to meet you. Welcome.
Thank you.
My mom knows about my condition, sister, and she's... Rather, they're both here to support me.
Thank you very much for supporting her. She really needs it. And I know that it might not be easy for you, Mama Tendo, but you will get through this.
You're right. It's not easy. When I first heard about it, I was very angry, hurt and disappointed, because I thought that was the end of her life. But now I know it's not the end, and she can still accomplish what she wants in life.
Very true. Today's world is not the same world we grew up in. I know that most times we wish we were back in the good old days, but we aren't. Most teenagers go through this, and because of lack of support, most of them end up committing suicide, having unsafe abortions, and some even running away from home never to return.
Very true.
This is why it's very important to support them no matter what. Tendo's very lucky to have you all by her side. If I may ask...
You can ask anything, nurse.
What about the young man who's also responsible for this? Is he ready to take responsibility?
No, he wants nothing to do with me. He even accused me of sleeping around.
Don't cry, my baby. Everything will be okay.
I'm sorry about that, Tendo. But right now, you really need to focus on yourself. And I'm really proud of you for choosing to keep the pregnancy despite everything.
What should she do now?
Tendo, now you need to focus on yourself. Eat right, get enough rest, and stay positive.
Do I take her out of school? I mean, she could face a lot of stigma.
No. Don't take her out of school. She has a lot of support in and out of school. And with a comprehensive sexuality education class, I expect a lot of positive change among her fellow students.
And we can count on Miss Pinky's support at school.
What can I do to make it easier for her?
You and her father just need to support her through it all. You know how hard pregnancy can be sometimes, so be there for her.
I'll be there for her now and after childbirth. What I'm worried about is her father.
Why?
When he learned about this, he was very angry and blamed me. Now I'm afraid he'll kick me and Tendo out on the streets.
Dolly, I'm here for the two of you, for whatever you need. And if the worst happens and he throws you out of the house, you can always use the two rooms at the back of the saloon.
I'm sorry, Mom.
It's not your fault, Tendo. I'm sure he'll come around.
Baba Lulu and I can also come to talk to him. I'm sure he will listen.
How? He's hardly home. And when he comes, he never talks to anyone. You know, two nights now, he hasn't touched my food.
Then I'll ask Baba Lulu to talk to him. It might be easier if a man approaches him.
Yes, that's true. Remember, he's also in pain and angry. Somehow, he blames himself. Parents sometimes do that when they're angry and feel like they have failed their children. Give him time. He will come around. But yes, Baba Lulu should also reach out to him.
But what if he doesn't and I cause my parents to separate? Mom, I don't want Dad to throw you out too.
He won't throw us out. Don't worry about anything.
Tendo, focus on your health for now. Everything else will be okay.
Okay. Is there anything that I can do to stop the morning sickness?
If your pregnancy is like mine when I had you, then nothing will help you with that morning sickness, my dear.
I remember when I had Lulu. How I always vomited during the first trimester.
The first trimester is harder for some more than for others. I will prescribe some medicine to help you with this.
I will also stock the house with ginger and lemon. It's what helped me. Nurse, thank you very much for your help. My daughter's in safe hands.
She is a strong young woman. Tendo, you need to register for antenatal clinics.
Thank you very much, Nurse Miranda.
The pleasure was all mine. Tendo has my personal number. Feel free to call me anytime.
Those pineapples look sweet. Would you like a piece, Tendo?
Leave them. That vendor has not even covered them. And look at all this dust and sun.
I'm okay, Mama. I just want to get home and sleep.
You mean after you've done your homework, right?
Already did it yesterday, Vikram.
And you better start saying goodbye to those skinny jeans and small tops of yours. Soon, you will not even fit in them.
Yes. Soon you'll start dressing like us, actually.
No, we are better. We have our waistlines.
You can laugh at me all you want, but I'm sure I won't gain as much weight, and my fashion sense will still be on point.
Keep talking. 2 months from now, I will see that on point fashion.
Hey, isn't that the pastor?
Yes. I wonder what he's putting up now.
Oh, there's a poster on the electricity pole.
The words are so small. What does it say, Rose?
It says you finally need to get glasses, my friend.
I will, as soon as you give me a raise. Now read it for me.
It says there will be a community meeting next week.
Organized by the church. Is Pastor tired of door-to-door campaigns against the comprehensive sexuality education class?
It could be a good thing.
Yeah, maybe the church has seen the light.
We will go. But I wish the church would realize just how important this class is.
Yeah, I wish I knew what I know right now about sex, contraceptives, and sexual health a few months ago. I would be in a very different state.
It's never too late, Endo. Look at your teacher, Pinky, getting pregnant in school, having the child, and still managing to finish school and accomplishing all of her dreams.
That story was Miss Pinky's. Wow, I can't wait to tell Lulu.
You love to gossip too much.
Who made this video?
Come on. You know I'll give you a good grade.
This is so wrong.
I always knew that teacher was a predator. A pedophile as a teacher.
Disgusting. I feel so sorry for the girl. She looks so afraid.
Hey, you.
Yes, sir.
Where is the staff room?
Over there, sir. The green closed door.
Why are the police here?
Probably someone from the school stole Mr. Andrew's chicken again.
What kind of nonsense is this, Sadiki? You mean all these years I have been getting complaints, it was all true?
Of course not, Mr. Amani. You've known me since I was in college. Why would I be a predator where I teach? All these are lies. Someone is out to get me.
Who is out to get you? Is that not you in that video touching that girl?
Yes. I mean, no. All this is Photoshop. This is all that sex woman's work. She's jealous of me. Right, Mr. Combs?
Sadiki, I am so disappointed in you. The school is meant to be a safe space for all children, a place to learn and flourish. Instead, you turned it into something evil. I wish I listened to the first complaint when it was brought to me earlier. Oh my goodness.
It's not true. You all know me. Come on, Mr. Amani. You know how girls lie.
You are fired, Sadiki. You hear me? You are fired. I never want to see you close to this school, and the church that you are singing in every Sunday will hear about this. Get out! Out! I say out!
Mr. Amani, please.
We are looking for Mr. Sadiki. Where is he?
He is the one.
Me? No, I'm not. What is this about, officers?
Mr. Sadiki, you are under arrest for sexual assault and assault of a minor.
It's all a lie. I demand that you, government, prove all this is not Photoshop.
Lieutenant, handcuff him.
Wait a minute, officer. We can talk about this like gentlemen. I will not be handcuffed like a common criminal. All this has been cooked up by that witch, Pinky. Where is she? See, she's not even here to face me.
Mr. Sadiki, stop resisting. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Guys, come on. I've worked with you for so many years. Please speak up for me. Mr. Money, you knew my parents. Tell them they're wrong.
We have evidence against you, so I suggest you cooperate.
What evidence? The fake video? I thought the police force was a bit intelligent not to believe such rubbish. Hey, you're hurting my arm. Stop it.
Look here, Sadiki. I suggest you stop resisting, Sadiki, and do as the police say, or you will cause unnecessary commotion with the students.
You'll all be sorry, I promise you.
I'm already sorry for letting you stay on for this long without firing you.
Oh no, Mr. Sadiki has been arrested.
It serves him right.
Go back to class, that witch. Chose to embarrass me in front of the whole school, and she can't even face me.
Move! Shut up and keep walking. Keep walking. Move!
You guys won't believe what just happened.
He finally got some.
Haha, very funny. Mr. Sadiki just got arrested because of that video. They're already gone.
You saw them?
Yes. He was arrested by 6 police officers. You see, this is what happens to people who think they can use their powers to abuse others.
Stop being the moral cop, Junior Pastor. You're already judging him.
The evidence against him is that video you all have been watching in the morning. That is sexual abuse. Abuse of power and sex with a minor. Who knows how long he's been preying on young girls?
Preying? Please.
You see, Vusi, you can see nothing wrong with what he has done because you do it every day and you think it's okay.
You're calling me a rapist.
All I'm saying is, men who feel entitled to have their way with women because of their power and ego will eventually pay for it all.
Sam, are you taking a jab at me?
Do you think I am?
Listen, church boy, I've had it with you. My fist will give your cheek a sermon it will never forget. Let go of me, Brian. And you church boy. You're lucky that the teacher's about to come in. This is not over.
I will talk to you later, Lulu. I'm headed to the salon. Later, friend.
Hey, yo, Tendo. Stop lying to everyone and telling them that I got you pregnant.
Wow, Fusi. I don't know what I ever saw in you.
I mean it. If you don't stop, I will.
You will what? You will what, Fusi? You can lie all you want to yourself, but you and I know it's true. This child is yours.
We only had sex once, Tendo, and I'm sure you did it with everyone else also, so I'm not sure what you're trying to say. How dare you slap me? Do you know who I am?
Have you learned nothing from the comprehensive sexuality education class? We have learned that you can get pregnant when you have sex while standing, and it only takes once to get pregnant. Before the class started, I knew nothing about sex and contraceptives, apart from what I saw on TV and read on social media. I didn't even know what rape was.
Rape? Look, I've warned you, Tendo.
You can walk away, even run, Vusi, but you and I know you spiked my drink and raped me.
You wanted it as much as I did, so stop pretending.
How could I know what happened when you drugged me? Before all this, I thought we just had sex. Even when Lulu told me it was rape, I shut her up. But the more we learn, the more I realize that she was right. For me to heal and move on, I need to confront you and accept what happened to me.
I also didn't know it was rape.
But now you know, but you still don't want to accept it and change. Tell me, have you done it to anyone else since me?
Those are just the hormones talking. Just stop destroying my name. My father almost killed me.
You know I can have you arrested.
I'm sorry, Tendo. I didn't know. Titi said it was okay.
I can tell everyone what you did to me. I can even open a police case, but I won't. You were as ignorant as I was. I want you to live with it. My life has slowed down for now, but I won't let this pregnancy and what you did to me stop me from living my best life. One day, you will see me living my dream.
Tendo.
You ask me if I know who you are. The answer is yes. I know who you are. You're the man boy who got me pregnant. Maybe one day you'll realize what you did to me was wrong and maybe view girls and women as more than just sex toys to use and abuse. Because if you don't, you just might end up like Mr. Sadiki. The choice is yours, Vusi. Goodbye.
Let's talk early and unintended pregnancy, EUP. Here are some questions to discuss with your family and friends. What would you do if you were in Vusi's shoes? Would you take responsibility? How big of a problem is sexual predators in your school?
town, or community. Do you think Tendo should report Vusi for spiking a drink to the police? Why or why not?
Join these and other interesting discussions on Facebook. Visit www.facebook.com/Let's Talk EUP. This drama series was brought to you by the United Nations Population Fund, UNESCO, Save the Children, and SAFAIDS. Find out more about the Let's Talk Early and Unintended Pregnancy Program at www.letstalkeup.com.